Good morning. Thank you for joining us today. You are listening to Daily Worship here at the Gathering Place Church in Pineville, Louisiana. My name is Kevin Williams. I lead worship here at the church, and I am honored and delighted to worship the Lord with you today. I pray that this would be a time where the body is edified, to where the Lord is glorified, and that ultimately that this will direct our hearts toward the Lord, that this would just be a tool out of many tools that God uses in your life to stir your affections toward Him, so that you might seek Him, so that you might obey Him and listen to His voice and do what He says. So let's begin this morning in Psalm 141. In Psalm 141, a Psalm of David, starting in verse 1. O Lord, I am calling to you. Please hurry. Listen when I cry to you for help. Accept my prayer as incense offered to you, and my upraised hands as an evening offering. Take control of what I say, O Lord, and guard my lips. Don't let me drift toward evil or take part in acts of wickedness. Don't let me share in the delicacies of those who do wrong. Let the godly strike me, for it will be a kindness. If they correct me, it is soothing medicine. Don't let me refuse it, but I pray constantly against the wicked and their deeds. When their leaders are thrown down from a cliff, the wicked will listen to my words and find them true. Like rocks brought up by a plow, the bones of the wicked will lie scattered without burial. I look to you for help, O Sovereign Lord. You are my refuge. Don't let them kill me. Keep me from the traps they have set for me, from the snares of those who do wrong. Let the wicked fall into their own nets, but let me escape. As I read this psalm this morning, I see a broken man, a man who is consecrating himself but before the Lord. I see a repentant heart where he says, Lord, please hurry. Listen when I cry to you. Lord, take control of what I say, Lord. Guard my lips. Do not let my heart gravitate towards evil or take part in wickedness. He says in verse 5, let the godly strike me. It will be a kindness. If they correct me, it is soothing medicine. Somebody that is open to correction, that is always repentant. Let this be us today. Let us guard our hearts toward the schemes of the enemy. Let us be open to correction our lives. Let us be quick to repent. And let us do this, what we find in verse 2. He says, accept my prayer as incense offered to you, and my upraised hands as an evening offering. My life of devotion, may this be an offering to the Lord today. May my prayer be a sweet fragrance unto the Lord. You know, in Revelation 5 and Revelation 8, John speaks of the prayers of God's people being like incense to the Lord. The prayers of God's holy people being like a sweet fragrance unto the Lord. Know that whenever you cry out to the Lord today, He hears and is delighted, and it is a sweet fragrance unto Him. So come before the Lord with confidence today. But just approach the Lord. Whatever you do, approach the Lord. Jesus, this morning, we come before you. Jesus, this morning we raise our hands as an offering to you. It is symbolic of our lives, of our desire to offer everything that we have unto you for your purposes, for your glory, Jesus. Lord, for the things in our life today, Lord, we cry out to you. Lord, we ask your forgiveness. Lord, we confess our sins before you today. Thank you for washing us white as snow, Jesus, by your blood. Lord, we repent of the things that we have done that have gone against you, that have gone against your word. Lord, thank you that by your blood, Jesus, that our prayers can be offered as a sweet fragrance unto you, that you perfect our prayers, that the Holy Spirit intercedes on behalf of us today. When we don't know what to pray, the Holy Spirit intercedes for us. So Lord, we come before you today. Be honored in our life. And we sing these songs, the songs of devotion to our God.
You.
I confess, bowing here, I find my rest. Without you, I fall apart. You're the one that guides my heart. Lord, I need you. Lord, I need you. Oh, I need you. Every hour I need you. My one defense, my righteousness, oh God, how I need you. Sin runs deep. Your grace is more. Where grace is found is where you are. Where you are, Lord, I am free. Holiness is Christ in me. Lord, where you comes my way. When I cannot stand, I'll follow you. Jesus, you're my hope and stay. When I cannot stand, when I cannot stand, I'll follow you. Jesus, you're my hope and stay. Lord, I need you. Oh, I need you. Every hour I need you. My one defense, my righteousness, oh God, how I need you. My one defense, my righteousness, oh God, how I need you. Our one defense, our righteousness. We need you today, Lord. Lord, we declare our utter dependence upon you, upon your hand working in our life. We need you today, Lord. So guide us today. Show us the way to go. Lord, show us more of yourself. We love you, Lord. Be honored in our lives. We will seek you out today fervently throughout our day. lifted up, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.